Mr. Trump has raised the prospects of broader talks on Twitter. We will be forced to close the southern border entirely if the obstructionist Democrats do not give us the money to finish the wall and also change the ridiculous immigration laws that our country is saddled with, he said last week. Hard to believe there was a Congress and president who would approve. Mr. Trump has also claimed, seemingly somewhat misleadingly, that Democrats had already voted for a wall. I'm in the Oval Office, he tweeted on Monday. Democrats come back from vacation now and give us the votes necessary for border security, including the wall. You voted yes in 2006 and 2013. He was referring to the Secure Fence Act of 2006, which authorized building a fence along 700 miles of the southern border and to a 2013 comprehensive immigration bill. That bill passed the Senate with 68 votes but did not make it out of the House. It combined the Republican priority of enhanced border security with a Democratic goal of offering legalization and a pathway to citizenship for the nation's 11 million undocumented immigrants. Democratic leaders are wary of any immigration negotiations with Mr. Trump, whom they view as an unreliable partner. Representative Hakeem Jeffries of New York, the new chairman of the House Democratic Caucus, said in an interview on Tuesday that Democrats would not again broach immigration before the government is reopened. We do have a broken immigration system that needs to be fixed in a sustainable and bipartisan way, Mr. Jeffries said. However, it's impossible to have a mature conversation about comprehensive immigration reform in the midst of a reckless Trump shutdown sparked by his desire to build a medieval border wall. Democrats have not forgotten that a year ago when they talked to Mr. Trump about DACA, he promised to work with them on a bill of love, only to back away, prompting Mr. Schumer to declare that negotiating with Mr. Trump was like negotiating with Jell-O.